What does Tadatmya mean to me?
Dandavat Pranam. What does Tadatmya mean to me? First of all, I would like to thank Swami Padmanabha for the invitation to contribute to the series of What Does Tadatmya Mean to Me? So who am I and why would I like to contribute? So my name is Kalakanti Dasi and I was initiated into the line of the German Vaishnava and disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Swami Sadananda Dasa. This lineage is very small and never organized itself. One could say that we form a sangha of radical personalists. This means everyone lives by themselves, has their own standards. There is no community and there are no community rules. There's only the unifying commitment to serving the Shastras, God's living word form. These Shastras have come to us through the translations of our Gurudeva. What unites us is the shared wish to serve our Guru, and it is through the Guru that the power to serve is transmitted. For this reason, Swami Padmanabha's Tadatmyam project, an alliance that is bound together through bhakti, combined with his concept of radical personalism, feels familiar to me. And this familiarity was obviously also felt by Swami Padmanabha. And so it happened that he was our guest last September and we got to know and appreciate each other. And so it happened that he invited me to contribute. So what does Tadatmya mean to me? I would like to start with the word, the meaning of the word. What does the word mean? So Tadatmya combines Tat and Atma. It is to have or take on the nature or Atma Swabhav of that or Tat. That is something or someone else. In order for this to happen, that one thing and the other thing need to be in close proximity, like an iron rod that is placed into the fire takes on the nature of the fire and starts to glow. When being taken out of the fire, it becomes iron again. So the iron needs the sangha of fire to become like fire or to achieve Tadatmyam with the fire. Now, what does Tadatmyam mean to me? To me, Tadatmya is the natural outcome of Bhakti Shakti, progressively suffusing our lives and relationships. Therefore, Tadatmya, to me, describes what happens if Bhakti Shakti is pure and strong in an individual or a community. Consequently, one cannot make Tadatmya happen by trying to feel more connected or intellectually defining a concept of an ideal community or founding even a new society. Tadatmya happens if bhakti is pure. In the following, I will try to explain why I believe that it is so. What is bhakti? Pure bhakti is the power to serve Bhagavan and his bhaktas with the sole desire to please him and them without expecting anything in return. Tadatmya happens as the result of seva to Bhagavan and his bhaktas and expresses itself in loving tenderness with oneself and others. Eagerness to serve each other, joyfulness, and natural humility. Where do these qualities come from and what is their origin? In the first verse of the 8 verses of instruction by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Shikshashtakam, Krishna Bhakti is compared to a noble woman. Krishna Bhakti first manifests as Vidya, that is true knowledge, by which Krishna can be realized. Raya Ramananda says there is no Vidya except Bhakti to Krishna, as only through Bhakti Krishna makes himself known. The following explanation of the term Vidya Vadu or Wisdom Lady in Shikshashtakam, verse 1, is taken from Swami Sadananda Dasa's commentary. There he further describes this lady wisdom. So, she is Komala, tender by nature. Snigda, tender to other beings. Devoted to Seva. Madhura, lovely, always delighting with her smile. Full of joy, and always eager to hide herself bashfully. In whose chittam, or heart and mind, the Queen Bhakti, out of Kripa or mercy, has revealed herself, that person becomes in character like this Lady Wisdom Bhakti herself. Sankirtanam is the life force of this Bhakti, of Vidya, and of the character of the Bhakta. For without Sankirtanam, Bhakti cannot enter the Chittam, and without Sankirtanam, it cannot stay permanently. So what do I conclude from that? These above mentioned qualities are the natural symptoms of growing bhakti and of tadatmyam of bhakti, the bhakta, and the bhakta sangha. They originate in sankirtanam. Nama sankirtanam is sangha with Bhagavan, who is his name. But sankirtanam is not only praising the divine names of God, but also praising his bhaktas and his shakti that works through them. In the beginning, I said that tadatmya happens when bhakti is strong and pure in an individual or community. The result of this tadatmyam and the basis for a living community of free individuals are the above mentioned qualities of the Lady Wisdom Bhakti herself. Their presence or absence are also an indication of the progress of tadatmya in an individual or a community. What I can ask myself, what you can ask yourself if you wish to, is how tender and loving am I with myself and others? How clear is my desire to serve Bhagavan and his bhaktas without desiring to receive anything in return? How far have I overcome the desire to be praised and am ready to praise the power of bhakti that is manifesting through others? And how joyful am I? I am looking forward to again and again reflect upon these questions with my friends on the path of bhakti that unites us through tadatmya.